go horseback down a trail, you know.
Yeah, talking about the buggy, I wanted to ask you some of the parts about the buggy first, but first I wanted to get back and ask you a couple other things about what girls and guys call, what would a guy call his girl he'd been seeing?
Well, like I said, a long time ago, I know later on a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, so I can't remember now. Way back there, what they call them.
And what would he call her? You know, if they'd been seeing a lot of each other, and been going over to visit her.
Yeah. Well, you know, a long time ago, there was bad about the woman calling the man mister.
Uh-huh.
That might have been 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But I can remember hearing them call mister, the man's wife calling her husband mister.
Yeah.
That's right. That went on. My wife's mother called her daddy mister, and my aunt called her husband mister.
My great grandmother never called my great grandfather by his name, or in public at least. She always said Mr.
Yeah.
But same thing.
Same thing in private. I'm talking about in the house. There was nobody there but just us. He called him Mr. and Mr. My wife, man, she remembered that, and that was a kind of a thing. But it was about just about played out. Say I know around 75 years ago it was playing out. I don't know too much about how. But I think it was prevalent 100 years ago, you know, there's a lot of, and of course the whole thing of that was they all had slaves working for them, and that was to keep the slaves in the idea of calling them Mr. Too, you know, and the black folks in the community as they began to get the free, you see.
Yeah.
And they'd call and address each other with Mr., and that way keep the black fella in line too, you see. He'd be called Mr., you know. You know how they'd enforce the slaves to, and then, I mean, even though whenever they become free, they'd call them Mr., you know.
Yeah.
I think maybe that might have been the starting of that thing, you know.
Yeah, black people used to call, you know, white people master. Captain.
Yeah.
You ever heard
that? Yeah, I've heard that. Captain, yeah. That's kind of a common word. Even white folks use it, Captain.
Yeah, yeah.
Some probably call him Captain, you know. Yeah, or that's kind of a familiar Cap, you know. Hey, Cap. Hi, Cap.
What about, something I meant to ask you, we were talking about Shinny, about Moonshine.
Yeah.
Did they have a name for the place where they used to leave it for people, you know, if they didn't want to see each other, they wanted to be real,
secret about, you know?
Yeah.
You know, leave it somewhere for them to pick it up?
Yeah, you know, like maybe an old tree stump.
Well, yeah, they used to do that on the side of the road and thing, but I don't remember if they had a name for that. They'd say, you know, where I'm going to leave it for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if they really had a name for that now.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I'm not sure of that. I know they'd hide it and then tell you where it was, you know, and then you go by and pick it up. And then I used to have a truck driver. He'd do better than that. He'd take my gas and put it in a tank out of my truck and pump the gas out with a hose, and he'd swap 5 gallons of my gas for 1 gallon of liquor, and then he'd put the can down and on the side of the road in a certain place, and the guy, the bootlegger, he'd go there and get the can and leave the whiskey, you see?
Yeah.
And that day, one time, the fella that was doing that was starving to death, you know, white fella, and the black fella driving my truck.
Yeah.
So about 10 years after that happened, you know, it went on for about 2 or 3 years, him swapping my gas for in the neighborhood, you know, and he was, and so about 10 years after, this fella came to me, his name was Bill. Said, you know, my I need to say something, bring something back a long time ago. He said, I always wanted to tell you, and I'm starving to death. He said,